Heading right into our next guest interview segment this morning, and sticking with that wrestling theme, and Coach Kendall Foreman, second year head coach for the returning state champ Lady Braves girls wrestling program. Coach Foreman, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I guess first off, Coach, let's just kind of get your impressions and thoughts of the inaugural Lady Braves brawl yesterday, and how you felt like things went, not just for your team, but overall.
It was so exciting, just, you know, being able to be a part of making more history and having the big group of girls we had there. We started off the tournament getting all the teams together and getting all the girls up in the bleachers and taking a big group photo of each team and the collective amount of girls there. It was chill-worthy. It gave me chills. So it was just great to see the growth. It was really awesome to be able to put together a tournament like that and have our own trophies for all these girls, our own traditions continued on for the girls team. And I could just tell that it really meant a lot for all the girls that attended and that everybody really had a good time. So that's what matters.
You know, Coach Foreman, you talked about the big group photo at the beginning, and it was a cool moment. And talk about the camaraderie between not just the girls in each team, but just the overall camaraderie between girls wrestling as a sport, because as I've watched this as a spectator kind of develop, I've noticed that it's a little bit different, that the girls have their own little band of girls for even, and not just, I'm not talking just their school, it's across the whole sport.
Yeah, a lot of these girls know each other, and they've all been supporting each other as a state, you know, of growing women's wrestling. So that is definitely the vibe. And, you know, I feel like there's a lot of respect and just a lot of love, really, amongst the girls, just to see the participation and the growth. And, you know, a lot of them have traveled together and wrestled on Team Wyoming or have just known each other throughout the years. And so, like, one of the things I noticed that is one of the biggest takeaways of the wonderful energy that happens is that there was really good sportsmanship the entire day. You know, everybody's just excited to be out there trying it and wrestling. And it's good energy.
I noticed that same thing, and I would have to agree that it really does kind of seem to boil down to, especially where you have maybe a huge chunk. You and I talked earlier this week. You have a huge chunk of kids that, you know, they're stepping out onto that mat for the first time to compete in front of people and things like that. You have a big swath of different kinds of varying skill samples and things like that. But I noticed that, I think the girls really do respect each other for taking that step, both literally and figuratively.
They do. There's definitely still the competition factor. You know, in the coach's corner, I do still get those really hard knuckle bumps that are more like a punch. So, you know, that part of the wrestling spirit is still there. But, yeah, overall, you do feel much more of a big group love, if you will. Amongst the girls, that just everybody's happy to see what's happening, and they're just so happy to see girls out there wrestling, you know. And you'll see hugs at the end of matches, you know, you'll see these girls just being kind to one another, and that's really a beautiful thing.
Coach Kendall Foreman, Lady Braves Wrestling, joining us this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. So, Coach, let's talk about your team this year. We just had Coach Clark on. He talked about when he started his career as a coach, building a program and getting the numbers out. And, of course, you guys win the state tournament last year, and it helps when you have a couple fantastic wrestlers and undefeated seasons and state champs. Also helps when you have a big team. So tell us who about this year and the numbers you have, and talk to us about this year and what you're looking forward to.
Yeah, to start with the numbers, once again, impressed from last year. You know, last year we took 19 to state. We had a team of 21 girls, and we've seen some incredible growth here in our second season, so now we're up to 32 girls. We even have a wrestler who's traveling from Cokeville every day. Unbelievable dedication to be traveling that far all through these winter months to join our team. So we're just so excited for the amount of girls that have come out to wrestle. We have about 9 new wrestlers, and 9 of those yesterday wrestled for the first time ever, stepping out on a mat in front of their community. So that was really great to be a part of. We're just excited to keep building it. we're in the wrestling room in the high school this year, so we're also excited for that space. Coach Clark has been really great about working with us and helping us as much as he can, too. So we're very thankful to have his expertise.
We were just talking about this earlier in the show, Coach Foreman, a lot of firsts, and you talk about those kids stepping out for their first time. But, you know, you had a video board for the first time. This is the first tournament for the girls, and so some hiccups and things like that when it comes to, you know, technology working exactly how you want. And so as far as results yesterday, I really didn't see any or hear any. Did things kind of go as you thought? Do you have any numbers to share with us?
To answer that, no, it did not go as we wanted. Poor Brian and some of the staff at the Star Valley High School, they're so awesome. They really deserve a shout out and some credit for all that they went through to put it together. Something happened with track wrestling because girls wrestling is so new and we had a team just join last minute onto our brawl, it changed things. We were going to be in a round robin tournament. We were trying to bracket it. We had to keep it in round robin. And we had some of our staff spending 5+ hours on the phone with track wrestling trying to put the tournament together. And they had to use a format that they've never used before, and it did not work smoothly. So halfway through the tournament, they lost all of the information. They were able to get it back. So anyways, we don't have numbers just yet, but we will be able to, you know, get those numbers at a later time. So I don't have, like, team stats calculated yet because we have to go through and manually do that. But I do know that Thunder Basin, with their 25 wrestlers, have some really, really good wrestlers. They did a great job yesterday. They came out team champions, and Star Valley was team runner-up.
Coach, who were some of the girls on your team that really impressed you yesterday when they stepped out on the mat?
Well, we had 5 undefeated wrestlers on the day, so that was incredibly impressive. But, you know, I'm impressed with each and every one of these girls just getting out there and wrestling. I'm super impressed with Brooke Schwab. I think she deserves a special shout out. She's wrestling at 155 pounds. She has put in so much mat time all throughout summer after her first season last year. She did well last year. She faced a lot of losses last year. She's always positive, always working hard in the room. And so she basically, you know, reevaluated herself and really applied herself and kept working all summer long and basically, you know, put in about a year's worth of mat time through the summer. And she came back this year and won 4 matches yesterday undefeated. And she was really wrestling smart and just a huge improvement. So I'm extremely proud of Brooke Schwab. I'm extremely proud of Samantha Walker. She's been working. She's one of our wrestlers that's always wrestled on the boys' team and been wrestling for many, many years. Yesterday was her first day receiving an undefeated wrestler award. So well-deserved for her. And then another huge shout-out, of course, is to Shaylee Coons. She wrestles. She has to wrestle an interesting setup with her weight because of where her weight is. She ends up having to go into a weight class that jumps about 10 pounds. So she's done a great job just wrestling. So smart, so technical, so strong. She also won undefeated wrestler yesterday. Also very proud of my daughter, Vale, went undefeated and won an outstanding wrestler award. Thankful for all the votes on that. We had all the coaches vote in on outstanding wrestler, and Vale won that award, as well as Ty McBride, who's actually from Jackson. She won the other outstanding wrestler award, very well deserved. And then the last mention is Kenna Merritt. She's wrestling at 110 pounds, and she did a great job yesterday, undefeated wrestler on the day as well. She just wrestles so tough.
Well, Coach Foreman, what is next? I mean, obviously you have this big anticipation and this big push for the Lady Braves Brawl, but what's next on the tournament? What's next on the schedule?
Next, we're heading all the way to Gillette, so a 12-hour bus ride. It should be great. It's a really big tournament. We're expecting to face Montana there. That's going to be very exciting. We should have a lot of teams there. So this was a good preparation. I'm really very thankful that we were able to get the Lady Braves brawl in first, get us some mat time, work out the cobwebs to prepare us for Gillette.
It's Coach Kendall Foreman this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Well, Coach Foreman, congratulations to you and your program on the first, the inaugural Lady Braves brawl yesterday. Wish you the very best of luck moving forward.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you having us on the show and for the highlight on the Lady Braves. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. It is First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SVI Radio Network.